Hello?
Hi, Don. It's me, Yael. I can't come into work today. I have scarlet fever.
Nice try, Yael, but I don't believe a word of it. Scarlet fever infects children, not adults, and it's deadly, too.
I sure feel like I'm dying, but you're wrong, Don. Scarlet fever is no longer the deadly disease it was in the 1800s. It can lead to serious problems like acute rheumatic fever and toxic shock syndrome, but those cases are rare. And it doesn't only infect children, either. Scarlet fever mostly infects children, because by the time they're 10 years old, 80% of children have developed lifelong antibodies that protect them from future infection with the bacteria. But that leaves 20% of us unprotected.
So what is scarlet fever anyway, then?
Scarlet fever is basically strep throat, but with a rash. Toxins produced by the nasty streptococci bacteria are released at the site of infection and are absorbed into the infected person's bloodstream. These toxins circulate throughout the body, potentially causing injury in places distant from the infection. These same toxins irritate the skin and cause it to turn a deep red, something like a sunburn. It often itches. As the rash fades away around the sixth day of the infection, some of the skin may peel. To make matters worse, though, scarlet fever, as I've said, is more than a rash. It's strep throat. So the throat hurts and is probably coated with pus, and the infection often begins with a fever over 101 degrees Fahrenheit.
Is it infectious?
It's airborne.
You take as much time off as you want. This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research and text Hillary Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's home since 1979. Today's program was prepared by Michelle Ross with help from Mark Braun in the Medical Sciences Program. For Yael Cassander, I'm Don Glass.